Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You ever wreck the company vehicle and then you have to make the call to the boss to let them know what you've done? It happened yesterday here in East Boston. This was the story as LaToya Edwards gave it to us from NBC 10 Boston.
A large shuttle bus hit a utility pole on the McClellan Highway, Route 1A. I want to let you know one more detail. MassDOT says at least one person was injured in all of this.
No.
And so what a mess as traffic is backed up for miles. I know our traffic person at Hughes said that Bennett Street may be the road to take, but everything is just jammed.
Yeah.
So we wish folks the best as they navigate that cleanup.
Imagine having to call your boss with that news. Like that poor guy.
You know that accident you're hearing about in the news this morning? It me.
He's like, hey, boss.
Hi.
So
I'm the problem. It's me.
That's my bad.
The thing is, that accident was so bad that road is still shut down 24 mm-hmm. hours later.
Mm-hmm. You think my boy has a day off today?
I hope they don't get fired over that, because I wrecked a station vehicle and I thought I was going to get fired for it. I was working, doing a night show in Huntsville, Alabama. The station was called 104.3 ZYP, The Zipper.
The Zipper.
And it was a locally owned radio station by a guy named Bill Donovan. And Bill Donovan was one of the first radio station owners in the country. And he was just big and bold with his promotions. He was the first radio station to give away a house to a listener of the radio station. He would give away thousands of t-shirts every year. You would go everywhere and you'd see ZYP t-shirts everywhere. And he, in the 80s, bought one of these big boombox vehicles. So it was a huge truck that looked like a boombox and it had the station logo on it.
It's a dream.
It was awesome. The thing was like probably a 2.5-ton truck. I mean, it was big, like not quite the size of like a big dump truck, but pretty close to that. And it had all the buttons on the sides and the frequency and a little cassette player and big speakers. And we would pull up to events and DJs would set up inside of it and play music out of it. It was a spectacle. And you could also do a live broadcast from it. And it had this antenna that would go up and you'd have to crank up this antenna and it would go like 30 feet up into the air and you'd shoot back to the radio station. That's how you do a live broadcast. And so I do a live broadcast outside of like in a Walmart shopping center. There was a phone store there. And I had set up the boombox up on the sidewalk. And we had a great event and we gave away concert tickets. And when you get done, I go inside the big vehicle in the back and there's an air valve that you release. You release the air valve and I hear, tsh, and that lets you know that the antenna is coming down, this 35-foot antenna. And so I hop in the truck and I drive away. Now, what I don't know is because I was parked on an angle, it only came down about 5 feet. I didn't think to check to see if it came all the way down.
You didn't look up.
And the vehicles in these days didn't have any sort of warning devices to let you know that it had not come all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
So
I drive out of the huge, you know, parking area for the Walmart. I pull out into the street and there's a traffic light there and I'm stopped at the traffic light. And, you know, I'm just feeling good. We had a big event. A lot of people showed up. I'm driving the station vehicle. I'm doing a night show. I'm a big fish in a little pond. Life is good. I'm making $17,000 a year. Life is good. All the free pizza I can handle. And as I pull away from the traffic light, I feel this jarring thing on the truck. And I'm like, what the heck? Did somebody just hit me? And I turn around and look in the side view, and it's got the big side view mirrors like on a truck. And I can see the traffic light hanging above the intersection, swinging back and forth, and it's now in pieces. And so I get out of the truck, and the 30-foot antenna is now hanging off the back of the truck. Just there. There's a car. Thank God it didn't hit the car behind us. The people are just looking at me. So now, because it's like this snapped piece of metal, some guy gets out of his car. He helps me. We stuff the antenna into the back of the big boom box.
That must have been a sight to behold from the people behind you.
They were going, he's not going to.
And it's longer than the boom box because it's 30 feet long. So now I got half of it hanging out the back of the boom box. And I have to call my boss, Bill West. I'll never forget. And he was out doing an event at a car dealership. And I called and told him, and he's like, I'm going to need you to bring it over here to the car dealership. I need to see how bad this is. I was like, no, it's bad. It's not good. So I take it over there. He sees it. He said, take it back to the radio station, and I will call you. Don't come to work tomorrow. Because it was like, or don't come to work on Monday. It was like a Saturday or Sunday. He's like, I'm going to have to talk with the owner. So sure enough, I don't come to work. I finally get a call on Tuesday. They're like, come in. And Bill Donovan calls me into his office, the owner of the radio station, and he's like a Ross Perot character. Carson, you know what you did with that truck? You know how much that truck is going to cost to get repaired? That's a $30,000 antenna, Carson.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, sir, I'll pay for it. I'll make monthly payments if I need to.
For the next 20 years?
Carson, you make $17,000 a year. You can't afford $30,000. You have to pay that for the next 10 years of your life. Get out of my office. I was like, yeah, do I still work here? He's like, unfortunately for me, yes. And that's how I destroyed the station vehicle.
But you're leaving the event and no one gave you a wave like, hey, there's a 30-foot thing on top of you.
Thank you. Nobody was looking out for me.
Maybe flash some lights.
By the way, to this day, they never put that antenna back up on that truck. They just got a temporary one that sticks up on like a little pole or something like that. They never repaired it after I broke
it. Well, technology changed. There you go. You did them a favor.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.